Cognition, of course, is a core feature of schizophrenia. It was part of the original description of schizophrenia as dementia praecox by Kreplin back in the late 1800s. But more recently, it's been overshadowed by a focus on positive symptoms. As the pendulum swings back, cognition is more and more being seen again as the core of schizophrenia, and positive symptoms are features that require treatment. Cognitive dysfunction affects about 80% of patients with schizophrenia. It's present even in early stages of the illness, and increasingly it's being divided into neurocognition, things that you might test using paper and pencil tests, your ability to do abstract cognitive functions, and then social cognition, which is more related to your ability to interact with other people. And of course, being able to interact with other people is one of the most important aspects determining people's success in life.